Even the Exorcist, 1973, directed by William Friedkin, oft called the best horror film of all time, was never meant to be a horror film, according to its director. Is a little polishing all it really takes to relabel would-be horrors as prestige dramas? I could never wrap my brain around the inflexible thinking that usually non-horror filmmakers and critics grant to horror, as if it weren't the genre that is most likely to break its own rules. Not that we genre fans are much better when it comes to putting horror into boxes. Let's get real with each other. Horror fans are notoriously picky about what gets to qualify as horror. Many people agree that 1960 was a great year for horror, with the introduction of classics such as Black Sunday, directed by Mario Bava, Peeping Tom, directed by Michael Powell, and of course, Hitchcock's Psycho. But even given its undeniable influence on the genre, there are some who don't think Psycho merits a space in the horror category, because Norman Bates, despite his monstrous actions, does not fit some critics' definitions of what makes a monster, because he isn't supernatural in any way. Noel Carroll, for instance, requires his monsters to be in violation of the natural order, as determined by contemporary science. By this definition, if we strip away movie context, Norman Bates doesn't have the right traits to make him a monster. But Superman does. And there's recently been an uptick in what some are calling elevated horror, whose bigger budgets and broader critical appeal make us question the borders of the genre. These films, such as Get Out, 2017, directed by Jordan Peele, Hereditary, 2018, directed by Ari Aster, It Follows, 2014, directed by David Robert Mitchell, and The Witch, 2015, directed by Robert Eggers, bring scares while appealing to highbrow sensibilities in their execution. Do they have any more merit as horror than budget scares? Not necessarily. I like to think of them as yet another shape that the horror film can take. Do slashers fit your personal definition of horror? How about horror sci-fi or psychological thrillers? Does a movie need to have just a few horror elements to qualify, or does it have to tick every box on a trope checklist? I get it. I really do. Horror is a sprawling genre with a sometimes overwhelming number of subgenres. Drawing lines feels personal. I get it. But I won't gatekeep. You might hear some examples in this book that you don't personally consider horror, but maybe someone else does. I've chosen horror moments that I think are great and that illustrate an argument. That said, I think there are some essential facts of horror that we can all agree upon. Horror is often defined by its intent to scare, or at the barest minimum, make audiences uncomfortable. But more so than any other film genre, it is special in that it promises to deliver on that emotional response. It promises to make you feel fear, and a horror movie's success hinges on the delivery of that promise. Sure, some dramas aim to make you feel sad or inspired, and comedies are hoping to tickle your funny bone. But you can still enjoy dramas that don't make you cry, and comedies where some of the jokes don't quite hit your personal brand of humor. But you won't hear many people leaving a theater saying, "Wow, those scares didn't land, but it sure was a great movie." If a horror movie isn't scary, then what's the point? The truth is that so much orchestration goes into those scares. Horror taps into its audience's psychology and biology, and it uses these systems to inform the moments that give us the creeps. In return, as an audience, we collaborate with horror films to create tension and build our own fear. Horror demands that we are complicit. And our complicity, our participation with horror as a genre.